RNC files grievance against Elizabeth Warren for claim she is Native American. By Michael Patrick Leahy on February 6, 2019. The Republican National Committee, RNC, filed a grievance on Wednesday with the State Bar of Texas over Senator Elizabeth Warren's 1986 claim on her Texas bar registration card that her race is American Indian. The claim appears to be made in Warren's own handwriting. The story that Warren claimed in her 1986 Texas bar registration card that her race is American Indian was first reported in the Washington Post on Tuesday. Late Wednesday, a spokesperson for the State Bar of Texas confirmed to Breitbart News that Warren did claim her race was American Indian in that 1986 bar registration card, and provided Breitbart News with a copy of that card. "This letter is to alert your office of false claims made by Texas bar attorney, Elizabeth Warren." Attorney Warren was admitted to the Texas Bar on April 11, 1986, and her bar card number is 20,885,410 with a current status of inactive. Rona Romney McDaniel, chairman of the RNC, wrote the Office of Chief Disciplinary Counsel of the State Bar of Texas in a letter that was delivered by certified mail on Wednesday. Attorney Warren should be disciplined for lying and failing to correct a misrepresentation she made on her Texas Bar registration card. The Washington Post obtained a copy of Attorney Warren's Texas bar registration card. On April 18, 1986, Attorney Warren registered for the Texas bar and made a misrepresentation that she was American Indian on a section titled Race, McDaniel continued, adding. According to the Texas Disciplinary Rules of Professional Conduct, Rule 8.01, an applicant for admission to the bar, a petitioner for reinstatement to the bar, or a lawyer in connection with a bar admission application, a petition for reinstatement, or a disciplinary matter, shall not a. knowingly make a false statement of material fact, or b. fail to correct a misapprehension known by the person to have arisen in the matter, or knowingly fail to respond to a lawful demand for information from an admission, reinstatement, or disciplinary authority, except that this rule does not require disclosure of information otherwise protected by Rule 1.05. Attorney Warren is now apologizing for misrepresenting herself as an American Indian or Native American throughout her career. It has now been 33 years since she made this representation to the Texas Bar and has never made an attempt to correct her registration card. Therefore, it is clear that Attorney Warren lacked the good moral character required for admission to the Texas Bar and should be disciplined for her three decades of untruthfulness, McDaniel concluded. The document the Post has as Elizabeth Warren's registration card is correct. I will send you a copy, Amy Starnes, public information director for the State Bar of Texas, emailed Breitbart News late Wednesday. The State Bar of Texas is required by state statute to keep disciplinary case information confidential unless it has been filed in district court or results in a public sanction. As a result, the bar is unable to discuss or confirm the existence of pending grievances. You can learn more about the grievance process here, Starnes told Breitbart News in response to a question about the status of grievances filed against Warren. Warren's nascent presidential campaign has stumbled repeatedly on the issue of her false claims of Native American ancestry since she announced the formation of her presidential exploratory committee on December 31. As Breitbart News reported, this development comes after the Cherokee Nation confirmed Warren apologized for taking a DNA test to prove her Native American heritage. Last Friday, tribe spokeswoman Julie Hubbard said that the senator had apologized for causing confusion on tribal sovereignty and tribal citizenship and the harm that has resulted. "I understand that she apologized for causing confusion on tribal sovereignty and tribal citizenship and the harm that has resulted," said Hubbard. The chief and secretary of state appreciate that she has reaffirmed that she is not a Cherokee Nation citizen or a citizen of any tribal nation. Warren released what she said were her DNA test results in October in a failed attempt to bolster her prior claims of Native American heritage. The DNA test was conducted by a lab in Georgia, which provided no chain of custody of the DNA sample from Warren to them. They forwarded the data results of that DNA test to Stanford University professor Carlos D. Bustamante, who analyzed that data and wrote a report based on his analysis of it. Bustamante's report stated that Warren shared DNA with residents of Colombia, Mexico, and Peru, not Native Americans who are members of tribes in the United States. The results of that analysis, published on October 16, showed Warren may have a common ancestor who lived approximately 6 to 10 generations ago with residents of Colombia, Mexico, and Peru. These results mean that at the very least, Warren shares 1,024 common DNA with residents of Colombia, Mexico, and Peru. At the very most, she shares 1/64th common DNA with residents of Colombia, Mexico, and Peru. She had previously said her Native American roots were part of family lore.